with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from the towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." But he said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, as we mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, today we are celebrating the memorial of the Basilica of St. Mary Major. In the year 341, after the Council of Ephesus, the then Pope, Pope Sixtus III, built a basilica in honor of Mary, the Mother of God. In other words, it was during the Council of Ephesus that Mary was proclaimed as the Mother of God. So how is Mary the Mother of God? We know that Mary is the Mother of Jesus, right? And Jesus is the third person of the Holy Trinity. Therefore, there is no distinction. We have only one God, but three persons. One God, three persons. And the person of the Son, that is Jesus, was begotten by Mary. Therefore, Mary is the Mother of God. That is the argument. And it's very simple. So after this was proclaimed at the Council of Ephesus, then the Pope now built a basilica in honor of Mary as the Mother of God. So that's what we are celebrating today. So what we are actually celebrating is remembering the dedication of this basilica. And it is a way to remind us that God takes care of us, because God gave us his mother, Mary, to always intercede for us. And not only that, in the gospel we read this morning, we read how Jesus fed the 5,000 people after healing their sick. After healing them, he didn't want them to go away hungry. He now had to feed them. And after feeding them, we read that about 12 wicker baskets of fragments were collected. The question is this: why should this be 12 baskets? We all know that the apostles of Jesus Christ are how many in number? 12. So invariably what happened was, after feeding the people, Jesus now commanded the apostles, each of them, to take one basket to continue to feed his people. And this is what happens when we gather to celebrate the Mass. The bread is brought on the altar, and the priest blesses this bread. It changes from bread to the body of Christ. And God uses this body of Christ to feed us. So not only that God has given us his mother to intercede for us, he also has given us himself to sustain us, reminding us of God's tremendous love. And it is very important, my dear friends in Christ, to realize this love that God has given to us and to appreciate that. And one of the best ways to realize that and to appreciate him is to believe in what he has given to us. He gave us his mother. He gave us himself. We have to believe in the Holy Eucharist. We have to believe in the efficacy of the Holy Eucharist, because it is a source and the summit of Christian life. Without the Holy Eucharist, we are gone. So we thank God for this special love he has for us. He continues to sustain us. Because we all know that we are on a journey. We came from God, and we will return back to God. So what will sustain us on this journey is this spiritual food, the body of Christ, and the intercession of our Mother Mary. So we are blessed that he keeps sustaining us. He takes care of us. So let us continue to uphold our faith in God, because it is a way to appreciate him, to thank him for his goodness, for his love, for sustaining us, for protecting us, and for leading us. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we celebrate this memorial today, let us continue to pray for the grace to believe in him and to avail ourselves the opportunity of being sustained by this spiritual food. Please may you rise.